Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Yes, welcome to Sportsnet today on this October 1st, 2022. Logan Gordon along with you this afternoon, coming at you live from Black Falls, Alberta. What are you doing in Black Falls, Alberta, Logo? Well, I am here and we are here, the station part of the annual AJHL Showcase here in Black Falls this weekend. A great celebration of a wonderful league out here in Alberta at the beautiful new Eagles Builder Center in Black Falls. We have a broadcast coming up later tonight on your airwaves, the Black Falls Bulldogs hosting the Whitecourt Wolverines with Peter Labardius on the call. All 16 AJHL teams are here for the weekend. It started on the 29th, which was Thursday, and going all the way until tomorrow, where we have another four games for you, including 16 regular season games over this four-day event. The top talent in all of the AJHL is on display for scouts all across North America, including the NHL, NCAA, U Sports. You go down the list of alumni from the American Junior, from the Alberta Junior Hockey League, excuse me, and the list runs deep. And you only have to go back to recent memory to think of Cale Makar, the former member of the Brooks Bandits, now a Stanley Cup champion with the Colorado Avalanche. He brought the Stanley Cup back to Calgary. There are NHL players here. There's alumni here. It is a great event, and what a beautiful facility out here. So excited the AJHL had us out for this showcase and can't wait to bring you the game a little bit later on today. There's family fun going on. There's tons of events for the kids. They've got live music. There's food trucks. There's vendors. There's everything that you could want in a weekend out here. If you're looking for something to do on this Saturday night, or if you're busy tonight, come on down tomorrow as the showcase continues on into Sunday. Lots to get to on a special edition of Sportsnet today here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. We'll chat some Calgary Hitmen coming up next with Jeff Hollick, the color voice of the Calgary Hitmen here on Sportsnet 960, ahead of a big matchup for the Calgary Hitmen tomorrow night against the Regina Pats and Connor Bedard. Looking forward to that one. A little Sunday fun day coming your way here on Sportsnet 960. We'll also have a chat with the AJHL commissioner about the weekend that's going on. And then just after 6 o'clock, Peter Labardius will join us live here on Sportsnet 960. We'll chat some Flames, of course. A loss last night in preseason action to the Edmonton Oilers. Still a couple preseason games to go next week for the Flames before things kick off officially against the Colorado Avalanche in just 12 days' time. We'll take a quick break here. Hope you enjoyed the Blue Jays and the Red Sox from earlier. We've got lots coming your way here from the AJHL Showcase in Black Falls, Alberta. We're chatting some Calgary Hitmen hockey next here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Welcome back to Black Falls, Alberta, where we are live on Sportsnet today for the 2022 AJHL Showcase. I'm Logan Gordon along with you. Well, we're bringing you some great AJHL action later tonight on your radio with the Black Falls Bulldogs taking on the Whitecourt Wolverines at 7. Tomorrow afternoon, another chance for you to see some elite action when it comes to junior hockey in the city of Calgary, as the Calgary Hitmen are back in action and back on your airwaves, welcoming in the Regina Pats for a Sunday fun day tomorrow afternoon at the Scotiabank Saddledome to talk about the Hitmen season so far. Couple of interesting faces that are going to be back in the Hitmen lineup. We go down the Atlas Beats and Sports Bar guest hotline and welcome in one of the members of the play-by-play team for the Calgary Hitmen. It is Jeff Hollick joining us this afternoon. Jeff, how are you this afternoon?
Hockey, 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 right? That's our year.
Yes, it sure is. How are you doing today?
Doing good. I was at a hockey rink this afternoon. My son is going through evaluations. I'm sure a lot of the listeners right now have their kids going through that, you know, very tense time of year. Which division am I going to be in? What team am I going to be on? There's so much pressure. So it's pretty hectic this time of year for hockey rinks all over Calgary right now.
It sure is. And the Scotiabank Saddledome will be put to good use tomorrow when the Hitmen welcome in the Regina Pats. The Hitmen off to a 1-1 start to their season after games against the Swift Current Broncos to kick things off. Jeff, when you look back on those two games, what do you think the Hitmen are going to like from their season opening home-and-home set with Swift Current?
Yeah, well, they picked up a victory in Swift Current, a low-scoring 2-1 game, and then they come home and have a 2-1 lead in the third period and eventually lose that game in a shootout. So they picked up three of a possible 4 points, but let's be honest, it's still preseason hockey, what we saw last weekend. not all the teams had all their players back. So I think for Calgary, got to be really, you know, excited to the fact that the young guys in a different role, you know, really stood out. The 16-year-old Carson Wetch, a power play goal in Swift Current. We saw Bill Norrie score a nice 3-on-2 goal at the Saddledome on Sunday. Oliver Tulk, the most noticeable forward for me the first, you know, couple games of the year. You know, he's only 17 years of age. So the young guys who are getting an opportunity to play in different roles while these other players are away at NHL camps, I think really stood out. And this carries over from last year. Remember, Calgary last year made a lot of trades early in the year to get younger. You know, trading 20-year-old defenseman Jackson Vandalese midway through the year, but no, Luke Prokop, a 19-year-old defenseman, traded. Evan Toth, a 19-year-old defenseman, was traded. So they went really young, and those guys played a lot last year. The big thing for Calgary this year, will those young guys take that next step and be able to, you know, go from maybe 4 or 5 goals last year to 15 or 20? I saw encouraging signs from those young guys in on the weekend games against Swift Current, but it's a long season. And as you mentioned, it's going to be really nice to have some of those veterans back in the lineup tomorrow.
Yeah, let's go there. We'll be a different-looking team for the Hitmen tomorrow afternoon with 3 players returning from NHL training camps in Tyson Galloway, Riley Fiedler-Schultz, and Sean Chagall. What are the Hitmen getting back in those 3 players, Jeff?
Yeah, well, Tyson Galloway, their number one overall defenseman. He's a 19-year-old. He's draft pick of the St. Louis Blues. Offensively, didn't have a great year last year as far as numbers are concerned. I think he finished with 5 goals and 23 points. So they're hoping that he can be a power play quarterback. We saw signs of that last year. But you know what? He's going to be out there every time in the, you know, last 2 minutes of a hockey game, a 1-goal game, whether they need to score a goal or protect a 1-goal lead. He's got to be their number one defenseman in every category, physically, offensively, defensively, just reliable back there. And I'm sure he's going to have that kind of year for them back there. And when he comes back, guys like Seepman and Slaney and Hewitt fall into their roles of the number 2, 3, and 4 defensemen. So he's their key guy back there. If he has a spectacular season, it'll really help Calgary move up in the standings.
And in Sean Chagall, that's really the guy that was counted on as the offensive catalyst for this team last year. I'm sure he's going to be asked to do a similar, if not more expansive role this time coming back for another stint with the Hitmen.
Yeah, he was outstanding last year. Finished with 23 goals. 5 of them was shorthanded. He tied for the league lead in that category. So every time Calgary takes a penalty this year, you look on the ice, guys, and you're going to see Fiedler-Schultz taking the faceoff, Sean Chagall on the wing, and they're looking to score goals. And, you know, Chagall didn't get a lot of power play goals last year. That's something that the hockey club really struggled at the last couple of years. But, you know, Sean Chagall, when he was out there, he was noticeable. Even strength, shorthanded, just a workhorse out there, battles for the puck, creates his own chances. So that's a very important part of this hockey club. Chagall turning 19 years of age this year, the draft pick of the Anaheim Ducks. They're going to expect him to get over 35 goals this year, I think. He's going to really step up, especially on the power play. But, boy, when he's on the ice, you notice him because he works really hard and he creates everything that he can for himself. And obviously he helps his line mates when he works as hard as he does.
Along with those 3 returning faces coming back from NHL camps, the Hitmen also made a trade since their last game out against Swift Current. They've acquired 20-year-old forward Jacob Wright from the Everett Silvertips. Now, this is a move the GM Jeff Chenault has been trying to pull off for a bit now, bringing another 20-year-old into the fold with the Hitmen.
Well, I think that's exactly what they were looking for, Logan, a 20-year-old forward who can score goals. He'll fit right into their top 6 right off the face-off tomorrow, I bet. Jacob Wright, he's a smaller-type player, not, you know, average size, I would say, 5'10", around 180 pounds, but he scored 22 goals for Everett last year, and they got upset in the playoffs, but he had a great playoff. He had 5 goals in 6 games, so this is exactly what Calgary needs, a top 6 forward who can score, and hopefully he'll be a part of that power play as well. I've never seen him really in person that I remember because obviously the last few years, the American-based teams did not come out here. So maybe I saw him as a rookie maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but obviously that's a long time ago. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what type of player he is. And again, 22 goals last year in that tough U.S. division. So this is what they need. They need a guy to come in there, play in that top 6 consistently. They had a little bit last year when they traded with Redier to you know, add some forward depth there as well. But this guy's going to be there all year long, and this is exactly what they need. Looking forward to seeing what he brings to the lineup tomorrow against Regina.
What's a fair expectation for tomorrow, Jeff? Because it's that interesting part of the season where they've had a week in between games here. They're, as you mentioned earlier, it was you know, very choppy at points in those first two games against Swift Current as everybody's trying to get their legs under them to start a season. And now you're talking about introducing potentially four new faces to the Hitmen lineup. What's a fair expectation for the Hitmen heading into tomorrow's game?
Yeah, they're also adding Zach Funk back to the lineup. Remember, he played in the game in Swift Current on Friday, then got a one-game suspension for something that happened at the end of the game. So there's another 22 goals in the lineup tomorrow. So right there's a lot. So what to expect tomorrow? Well, a week of practice has to help. The one thing that really stood out, as you mentioned, it was sloppy. Guys not in the right spots. And you would expect that this early in the year. You know, they played a couple of preseason games. Players trying to make the lineup in and out. You got young guys who were cut eventually. And now you had a whole week. Steve Hamilton and the coaching staff, a whole week just to work on everything. Now, all the guys you've talked about, Logan, haven't been there all week to practice, but they're veterans. They should be able to fit in right away. But that sloppiness, the breakout passes, where players should be on the power play, that will be cleaned up. Now, they haven't played in a week, as you mentioned. And for Regina, they played a couple of days ago in Edmonton. They're playing tonight in Red Deer. So they'll be playing their third game in four nights. But will Red Deer be a little bit sharper as far as, you know, game management is concerned and being, you know, used to that game pace? So that might be a situation tomorrow. Regina may be a little bit tired playing their third game in four nights, but I think they're going to be pretty sharp considering that's going to be their fifth game of the year tomorrow against the Calgary Hitmen. So I'm looking forward to seeing cleaner hockey, players in their roles. You have your number one centerman in Fiddler Schultz. I'm not sure how the lineup is going to go after that, whether, you know, the new guy Wright will play at center or on the wing. Oliver to play, you know, at least a number three centerman role, if not number two at times. So just want to see everybody in their roles and see how much cleaner they will be after a full week of practice and be ready for that game tomorrow afternoon.
Talking about the Regina Pats, of course, that brings with it the opportunity to see potentially one of the next NHL superstars in Connor Bedard. He's already put the Hitmen on his highlight reel once before, Jeff. I'm sure they'll be trying to avoid that fate at all opportunities tomorrow.
He's a player that everyone knows about. You know, last year as a 16-year-old rookie, well, he played in the bubble as a 15-year-old in Regina, so technically he was not a rookie last year that way, but You know, when you go to an NHL game and a team like Washington comes to town and all the fans that are Capital fans, they go right to the, you know, right on the plexiglass, right on row one, and they watch the warm-up to see Ovechkin and those guys. Mm-hmm. But Dard had that treatment here in Calgary last year. You watch tomorrow when you're at the game. You watch around the Regina bench area. There'll be probably 100 kids with signs and things like that supporting Connor Bedard. And this is how smart hockey fans are. They want to see this player. I know talking to a lot of people in our neighborhood, Bedard. When's the Bedard game? When is Bedard going to come to town? They only play here twice. I better make sure I go to at least one of them. So, he creates that already. And the player he is, well, you know, he's not just the best WHL player available for the draft this year. He's the best in the world. In every draft ranking you look at, they talk about he's number one, and there's nobody close to being taking over that role. There's some really good players at number two and three, but just seems like he's, I wouldn't say he's a generational player like a Connor McDavid or something like that, but he is a special player. And the key to him is his shot. Anytime he's on the ice tomorrow, Logan, and the fans are there, just watch him, because out of nowhere he'll get a scoring chance. He's dangerous to score from anywhere. He's got a great shot. He has a knack of going to that right place at the right time, and he's got a just precision on that shot. He just seems like he knows where he wants to put it, and he puts it there every single time. It's a heavy shot that a lot of times it goes through the goaltender, and he's got these little moves with the puck. When he's moving through the slot, he just does these little adjustments to find that shooting lane that he's looking for. I can go on and on about his hockey game, but a special player. I think he's got 5 goals in his last 2 games going into Red Deer tonight. So, I made a mistake last year, Logan. We were doing the broadcast with Brad Curl, the play-by-play announcer, and I was talking a little bit during a stoppage, and I went a little bit too long. The faceoff was outside the Calgary blue line. I thought, you know what, I've got time to tell a little story here. 2 seconds later, Bedard scored a goal, and, you know, I want the play-by-play announcer to have the goal call, right? So
yep.
I messed it up for him. I thought it was safe, Logan. It was outside the blue line. Don't take your eye off of Connor Bedard tomorrow. And for the announcers, you know, whoever's doing play-by-play, let them talk when he's on the ice, because he'll score within 2 seconds of a face-off. He's that special of a player.
last one for you, Jeff. Jeff Hollick with us here, doing the Calgary Hitmen games here on Sportsnet 960 alongside Brad Curl, ahead of a Sunday fun day tomorrow at the Scotiabank Saddledome. When you look at this Central Division, it's obviously too early to call and too early to predict these things, but where do you see the Hitmen when it comes to competing in this division? I think, obviously, going back to last year, the talent that Edmonton had was hard to surpass, but there's going to be, I think, more of an opportunity for teams like the Hitmen to be in contention when it comes to the Central this time around.
Whew, this division is up for grabs, I tell you, Logan. I don't know where to go with it. Obviously, Edmonton rebuilding, half of their roster is gone. Like, four of them might be in the NHL this year. That's how great they were last year. Red Deer, I think, has the most returnable players that can make a run at it. But they had two really good goalies last year. In the offseason, they traded one to Moose Jaw. They were going to go with Chase Coward as their number one goaltender, but he's got a medical condition, and he won't play hockey this year. So all of a sudden, Red Deer goes from two veteran goaltenders to a couple of rookies. So that's a big hole on their lineup there. Their top player from last year, as far as able to be returned this year, was Ben King. Last year, he was one of the few guys that scored more goals than Connor Bedard. I think he was the only one. But he was sent down by Anaheim today to their farm club. So I'm not sure if Ben King will come back to the WHL this year. So obviously they lose him. So Red Deer, I thought, would be the number one team. Swift Current had five players drafted in the NHL draft a couple of months ago. So all those guys are 18 years of age. Maybe they're a year away from being the team in the Central Division. But both, you know, Calgary and Lethbridge went through a rebuilding phase last year. Mm-hmm. Medicine Hat, a major rebuilding phase last year. So I really think it's up for grabs. To me, it's between Red Deer and Swift Current. And then you got Calgary and Lethbridge maybe in that battle for third and fourth, whether Medicine Hat can really get back in there as well. And Edmonton, I think they're going to make a lot of moves this year in a rebuilding phase. But I think they're on the bottom this time as far as, you know, being at the top the last 4 years. So I think Calgary's in a playoff battle. And those games head-to-head, Logan, when they play Lethbridge, they lost a lot of games to Lethbridge last year. You turn those scores in Calgary's favor last year, they make the playoffs. So when we talk about divisional games, those will be important for Calgary. But I think they're in the playoff push, and it's going to be a battle in the Central Division. It's up for grabs.
Looking forward to tomorrow. Jeff, thanks for the time today. Really do appreciate it. Enjoy the Connor Bedard show and the Regina Pats tomorrow. We'll hear you on the airways. Take care, pal.
You bet. Thanks, Logan.
Thanks so much. There you go. Jeff Hollick on the Calgary Hitmen broadcast here on Sportsnet 960. The Fan helping us break down what's been a 1-1 start to the year for the Calgary Hitmen after a home-and-home set with the Swift Current Broncos. Now heading into a game with Connor Bedard and the Regina Pats tomorrow at 2 o'clock from the Scotiabank Saddledome. You can hear it right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. We are live in Black Falls, Alberta for the 2022 AJHL Showcase. Very pleased to be out here. It's a beautiful day in Black Falls. The Black Falls Bulldogs hosting this year's event. All 16 AJHL teams here for a four-day showcase. We've still got a game going on right now, a game later to come with the Black Falls Bulldogs and the White Court Wolverines, which you're going to hear live here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan, with Peter Labardius on the call. A special treat for you tonight here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. We'll take a break, come back on the other side. Let's get some details on this weekend and on the AJHL as a whole. The Commissioner Ryan Bartoszek going to join us next here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.